This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1199. What gives? How to express frustration and confusion at the same time. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
When your computer crashes or you pay too much for a plane ticket and you feel frustrated, what can you say in English? Find out a few insider native phrases today. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Yeah.
what a start, guys.
I know. What a solid start. Solid start. No, things are good. Actually, my birthday's coming up August 3rd, so I'm excited for that. I guess I'll be on the road when I turn 38 because we're taking a road trip this summer. So that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, things are good. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. I am so, like, my computer has been so weird. It just, starts randomly turning off. I need a new one.
Oh, man. Seriously? What gives?
I know. It's 2019, right?
I know. That's so crazy. I mean, it should not be... Your computer should be working all the time. It should be a steady presence for you.
I know. Exactly. What gives, right? Oh, my gosh. What gives? Okay. Actually, my computer is not turning off randomly yet, but shutting down.
Crashing. Is it crashing? Is that what's happening?
A little bit. It's just having some trouble, and it's definitely because it's old. The old girl needs to get a tune up or be replaced. So,
how long have you had your computer?
I was just talking about this with my husband yesterday. He thinks since like 2013 or 2014.
It's been a while. You should replace it for sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
I know. It's time. So guys, we're going to get into this short little phrase, what gives, in a second. But before that, guys, we want to thank everyone who reviewed us. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, definitely. So I want to say a special thank you to our reviewers. So let's see. Thank you to Donya Falaki from the US on June 7th. Chris Dev Webb from June 7th from France. Rafa Loroso from Brazil. Someone in Russia on June 10th. And Golnaz Golzar from the US on June 15th. Guys, thank you for writing these great reviews. They are 4 and 5 stars, Michelle. This is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Great. So let's get into this question we have from a listener about this phrase, what gives?
Yes. Right?
So the listener has two questions, actually. We'll read the beginning and the second part as we will answer the second question. Okay.
All right. So I'll go ahead and read the first part, Michelle. Do you want me to do that?
Yes. Okay.
All right, so I'm Alyssa. This is from Mashid from Iran. I'm a listener of yours since the fall. And when I stumbled on your podcast, I was preparing for my IELTS exam, which, by the way, went amazing. Thanks to you and Jessica on your wonderful material and methods. I got an overall 8. Hey, that's good.
Yeah,
that's great news. If you guys are preparing for IELTS, go over, subscribe to IELTS Energy Podcast, and we have the best tips and tricks for you guys over there. And Mashid says, I'm still tuning into your podcast. Not to lose the grip. I have two questions I could use some help with. The second question I have is from an article I was reading on barking up the wrong tree. It went like this. You want to be happy. Unfortunately, your brain is not always in a cooperating kind of mood. What gives? I searched for the meaning and the explanations were different from one another. So my question is, when and how is this phrase, what gives, used in conversations or in writing? Apologies for the length of the email, and thanks for putting the time in to read, and many more if you choose to talk about it in an episode. Love, Mashid from Iran. Oh, wow. This is great.
Good question. So, Mashid, maybe we'll try and get to your first question another time.
Yeah, I love that Masheed asked about what gives because he's really diving into real English, right? I mean, this is not really found in textbooks so much.
Yeah, absolutely not. I think it's such a natural little phrase. Do you say what gives, Lindsay?
I mean, I personally don't say it a ton, but I know that people do, and I know you can. So it's good to teach today. Yeah.
For sure. I might say it. Like, I don't think I use it too much either, but like if I'm frustrated about something, I mean, I think it's one of those phrases that expresses frustration, but it also asks a question, why whatever happened happened. Like, for example, when I was talking about my computer and we discussed technology, I asked, what gives at the end? So was I asking you like to answer my question?
No, it's a way, it's a really native way, by the way, to express frustration and to kind of express that you just don't get it. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right, right. Yeah. So I'm not asking you to really answer that question, what gives? It's more saying like, oh, I don't understand. It's 2019 and we're so advanced, but there's still problems, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of other things that people might say nowadays. People might curse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
But this is a good one. You know, this is definitely a cultural phrase for sure.
For sure. Yeah. So I think it expresses that frustration and also that you just don't understand, right? Why whatever is happening is happening. So, I mean, it can be used to talk to someone, right? So, for example, let's do a little role play here, Lindsay.
Okay.
Lindsay, this is the second time you've forgotten your key. What gives?
I don't know, Michelle. I need to put it in my bag as soon as I get home every day so I know it's always there. I could totally see that happening. Forget everything. These days I feel like I have to write notes for everything. It's awful. I forget so much.
Oh, no.
It's so bad.
No. Yeah. I'm just imagining little yellow sticky notes all around your
apartment. Yeah. No, it's true. They're everywhere.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. So, I think you know, so like with the technology example, you know, you're talking about just like general, right? But here I'm actually talking to you. So again, I'm not asking you to answer what gives. I mean, in a way, I guess I am. But I mean, it's more like I'm saying like, what's going on? Why is this happening? Right? But you don't need to answer it like directly. What do you think, Lindsay?
Have you tried our new iOS app yet? When you use the app, you get so much more than just the episodes. If you subscribe to the app, you get real-time transcripts, and now you get to view definitions for native keywords and save them to your own personalized vocabulary list. This is the way to move to the next level using All Ears English. On your iOS device, go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses and download the app today. We'll see you over there.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, so I see what you're saying. So you feel like it might be a little bit confrontational because you're directly saying, why are you forgetting your keys? Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. So I'm more, you know, you don't even need to answer it at all. It's not like I'm saying what gives and I'm saying you must answer me, but it's just conversational. So you're kind of choosing to give me an explanation here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. I mean, this does not have a confrontational nature to it. The phrase what gives. It's not rude. It's really just questioning why something is happening. You know, what's up? Right. What's happening? Why is this happening? Yeah.
Right. 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 Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, I think if you say it in a certain way, you know, it could sound a little bit, offensive, but I think, you know, if it's lighthearted, like what gives, Lindsay, you know, that's different.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, do we have more examples then? Do we have a few more?
We sure do.
Okay, good.
Here we go. So here's another one. Oh no, I got a D on the exam. What gives? I studied so hard.
Okay, yeah, so that's good. So you're asking yourself there, right? You're saying, oh, why did this happen? What gives? Like, right. Why? It's interesting the construction of this word, what gives. Like, why are we using right. the verb to give? It's really, it's curious. I don't know. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it is interesting. Lindsay, what's another one?
Oh, this dress is too big. I thought I ordered the right size. What gives? Right? What gives? It's not natural for me, but it's very cultural. I mean, you hear it in movies all the time. Like, it's out there in our culture for sure. Yeah,
for sure. So again, you know, you can talk to a person using this phrase and you can talk about something, right? So like the size of the dress or technology or something, anything that's bothering you, or just a person's actions, like, you know, Lindsay forgetting her keys or whatever. Yeah. So let's talk about just a couple ways to say this. Another way. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Well, you could say, what's that about? Right? So this is probably something I'd be more likely to say, honestly, for some reason. Like, for example, Michelle, you didn't RSVP for my party. What's that about?
Okay.
That also feels a little more confrontational. To me.
Right. That's true. That is kind of confrontational sounding. Yeah. but I think it's a good one. I think it's a good one to have, you know, in your toolbox. And then the next one is, I don't get it. Right, Lindsay? What do you think about that? Mm-hmm. Do you say something like, would you say that?
Oh, definitely all the time. This I would also be more likely to say than what gives. Like all the time, like kind of, yeah, when my computer also started breaking down in the spring, and I just don't get why it always crashes in the most important moments, right? I don't get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So if I could say something like, oh my gosh, this is the worst day. My shoe got wet in a puddle and now my bag is soaking. I don't get it. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It kind of has like a connotation of like a victim mentality a little bit, right? Kind of.
Yeah.
A little
bit. Oh, yeah. I think so. I think so. Yeah.
All right. Cool. So these are good
guys,
ones.
So we have, what'd you say?
These are good ones, I said.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Lindsay. Yeah. So here you have three total phrases from this episode to express some kind of frustration and lack of understanding. So let's put it all together, Lindsay. Okay. Lindsay, we are checking into our hotel room.
Okay.
We just checked in and we're getting to our room. Okay. Good.
Okay. And I love you like staying in fancy hotels. I know. I like hotels. They're fun. All right. So here we go. So, oh, this key isn't working.
Oh, mine either. Oh, what gives?
Here, let me try one more time. Okay, got it. Oh, this is nice.
Oh, gosh, I hate it.
Oh, it's really not that bad, Michelle.
Yes, it is, Lindsay.
Michelle, you've been in a bad mood all day. What's that about?
Ugh, sorry, Lindsay. I'm just still upset that I spent so much money on the plane ticket when there was a fare that was $400 less. I thought I looked everywhere for the best price. I don't get it.
Well, don't be too upset. I mean, it happens.
All right.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Imagine like if you paid. I mean, have you ever like asked someone sitting next to you on a flight how much they paid for their ticket?
I haven't. Have you?
No, but I always wonder. The last time when I flew to Japan, I wondered. I was thinking like, I wonder how much everyone else is paying for this flight. It's never going to be the same as what I paid, right? Yeah, no.
That's funny. Yeah, you do wonder. Good question.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so what did we use here? So we said, what gives? You said, what gives? You said, I said, the key isn't working. Mine either. Ugh, what gives, right?
Yep. And then you said that I've been in a bad mood all day. And you said, what's that about?
Yeah. So I'm kind of calling you out here, right? And I'm saying, hey, what's going on? Let's talk about it. Because, yeah. And then you said, I'm sorry, I'm still upset that I spent so much money on the plane ticket, right? I thought I looked everywhere for the best price. I don't get it. Or you might add, I just don't get it.
Oh, yeah. You could say that too.
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, these are good phrases.
Yeah, yeah. This is a fun one. Yeah, I think the takeaway is just that, you know, these phrases express multiple emotions, right? Which is so necessary at times, right? Because it's showing not only that you're frustrated, but that you don't understand. You're like trying to understand something in a way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, it's important to be careful that you use them in the right way, because sometimes it could sound confrontational depending on your tone of voice or depending who you're talking to. And it does reveal that you're frustrated. So yeah, make sure that that's what you want to show.
Right, right. I mean, we don't want to be that person that's frustrated all the time, right? Because right, that would be hard to build relationships that way. So some of these things we have to keep inside sometimes. but yeah, but it's important to have some words to in English, in our second language, to voice how we feel too, right, guys? I mean, you want to go to that next level and be able to say what you are experiencing, and this will help you do it.
Right, right, right. Yeah. So I love this question. So thank you for asking it. And guys, thank you for listening.
Yeah, guys. And remember, as our listener asked earlier, we talked about the IELTS Energy podcast. If you're taking IELTS, make sure you go over there, hit subscribe. We publish 3 days a week. And, you know, my co-host over there, Jessica, she was an examiner for 14 years. So she has the best insight into the test right now. All right, guys. All right. Very cool. Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.